Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideCircleTrack.com and InsideDirtRacing.com coming at you with a post-Darlington Round 1 edition of Rich's Ramblings today, as we're going to talk a little bit about how things went down at the track, Too Tough to Tame, this past Sunday, and of course, getting ready to head right back there on Wednesday in these unusual times that we've got because of the coronavirus pandemic and all the shutdowns that are going on related to that, causing NASCAR to make some significant adjustments to its schedule going forward. So let's take a look at what took place in Darlington this past weekend. And first of all, just kudos to NASCAR for being able to pull this off. I know that, you know, everybody's disappointed in the fact that there are no fans allowed to attend these races. For that matter, there's not very many media allowed to attend the races either. I mean, even the broadcasters, Jeff Gordon and Mike Joy, were not even at the track. They were calling the race from the studio in Charlotte, from the Fox studios there. So these are truly unique times that 3 months ago none of us could have ever foreseen were going to happen. But NASCAR, by all accounts, did a great job. I mean, obviously, this was a plan that they did not throw together Saturday night and then try to implement Sunday morning. They'd been working on this for a long time with the health screenings, everybody wearing a mask, reduced numbers of crew members that were in. Of course, no fans, like we already said. The spotters up there all spread out in the grandstands. I know that somebody posted a picture that made it look like they weren't, but they actually were spread out in the grandstand, so there was as little contact, human-to-human contact, as there could possibly be. I mean, they reduced the number of crew members that pushed the car through tech. The officials only allowed a certain number of cars to come through tech at a time, so everybody wasn't all congregated there. This was a well-thought-out and well-executed plan, it looks like. Now, obviously, we won't know for a couple of weeks whether or not it was successful. I mean, we hope that nobody gets sick from this, and it seems as though they put the measures in place, considering that they were going to be under a microscope for sure, being the first major sports league to come back. They had the measures in place to give the best possible chance for a good outcome, and so far you got to really give props to them for how well they executed this plan. And, you know, speaking of being under a microscope, everything that happens is under a microscope. I mean, if you're on social media, you see that there are some people that almost look like they're rooting for this to be as bad as it can possibly be. And, you know, I don't want to get too political here or anything, but I've come to the point where I don't really trust anybody when it comes to any reporting of numbers or any of this other stuff going on now, because it seems like it's more about promoting a political agenda than it is anything else. And so, you know, NASCAR knew that going in. They knew that they would be watched closely, and they knew that they had to get everything right, and it certainly appears as if they did. So you got to certainly give props to them for that, and hopefully that can continue. They've now announced the schedule all the way out through June the 21st, and unfortunately there won't be any fans coming to any races up through that point. Perhaps if Pennsylvania lightens its restrictions, the Pocono races will go on as were originally planned, but again, it'll be without fans. Looks like the first possible opportunity for there to be fans in the grandstands will be in Indianapolis later on, I guess in July, when that race is supposed to take place. So hopefully we can return to some degree of normalcy, and hopefully we'll see that the restrictions that NASCAR put in place and regulated throughout this past weekend have worked, and hopefully everyone comes through this all right. We don't have any drivers or crew members or officials or anyone else to suddenly test positive for coronavirus within the next couple of weeks as a result of having been in Darlington. So, and ultimately, like we said, that's what the success rate of this thing will be determined by. But now let's get to the racing itself. And I enjoyed the race. Of course, Jeff Gluck always posts his, was it a good race poll? And I replied back to him that this race would have had to have been an absolute dog to have come up a loser in that poll, because people were just so starved for anything that they would have been happy with any race that was aired to them. But this one was a good race. I've always enjoyed Darlington. It's always been one of my favorite tracks because of the tire wear and the abrasive surface there and the narrow groove. It's just such a challenge for the drivers, and I've always enjoyed it. I know some people may not necessarily like it that much, but I felt like the race was very good. You had a number of lead changes. You had a lot of the comers and goers aspect within the race as well, and that's always good, you know, because it's going to create passing opportunities when you have tire wear and you have differing setups and all this. And the fact that they had no practice and they had no qualifying meant that, you know, everybody wasn't going to be out there on basically the same setup, which is what happens when you have two or three practice sessions and a qualifying session and all these crew members talk among themselves. You wind up with 40 guys out there basically running the same setup, and they're all basically running the same speed when they do that, and thus nobody passes anybody, and we didn't really have that. We had a lot of passing. I felt like a very entertaining race. I know Kevin Harvick got out in the lead there late, but he still had to survive a couple of restarts that he was able to do. So I felt I enjoyed it a great deal. And then another aspect of the racing, how about Hendrick Motorsports? I mean, you know, where have they been over the last couple of years? They have not been the Hendrick Motorsports that we had come to know in the past couple of decades. But, you know, back when Jeff Gordon and Jimmy Johnson were just piling up wins and championships for them, and they really had fallen off over the last couple of years. But, man, they look like they've got it back together. I don't think they wasted their coronavirus time. Of course, early in the season at Daytona and the Western Swing of races, they looked like they were running very well. Of course, Alex Bowman's already won a race for them this year so far. And you know, at Darlington, Jimmy Johnson looked like Jimmy Johnson during the first stage of the race. Came up there, took the lead, driving from a little bit further back in the pack, you know, looked like he was definitely going to be a contender for the win. And then, you know, just no other way to put it, he just blew it on the last lap of the first stage, getting himself tangled up with a lapped car that he really should have never been tangled up with, and winds up spinning himself out and making contact with that inside wall on the back stretch and ended his day. It was a shame for him and a shame for his crew and his fans. But I guess on the positive side, see that, you know, Jimmy Johnson can still contend for race wins. And nowadays, of course, if you can contend for race wins, you can contend for championships. So, you know, who knows what might happen from here. But it was certainly interesting to see Hendrick Motorsports reemerge. I mean, Alex Bowman ran up front all day. He led a number of laps. William Byron actually got up there and led a little bit. He, as a matter of fact, I think he won the first stage until he had a little mishap of his own that put him out as well, or put him out of contention. Chase Elliott was up there running in the top five a lot of the day too. So Hendrick Motorsports and Chevrolet, for that matter, looks like they're back. You know, I know they did some adjustments, some aerodynamic adjustments on the Camaro over this past year, and you had Kurt Busch for Chip Ganassi Racing also running up there at the front. And speaking of Chip Ganassi Racing, how can you not mention Matt Kenseth and how well he ran? Not been in a race car for over a year. Comes back to a team that he's never driven for before, with a crew chief that he's never worked with before. No practice, no qualifying, and goes out there and runs in the top 10. I mean, that was an incredible performance a guy who's been kind of out of the competitive loop for some time. I know back there a couple years ago he came back and ran for Roush Fenway, but, you know, in all honesty, that just not a very competitive situation he was in. But he comes out and gets in that 42 car and runs up there in the front half of the field all day and winds up with a top 10. So Chevrolet and Hendrick Motorsports both appear to be back where they where we're used to them being, which is up near the front of the field. But it got another thing there with Hendrick Motorsports. You know, they announced that they've signed a one-year contract extension with Alex Bowman. His contract was due to be up at the end of this year, and I've kind of got a question about that. I have to wonder why only a one-year extension. I don't. You know, this is the year. You know, I know Kyle Larson basically kind of took himself out of the mix with the foolish mistake that he made. But, you know, this is the year where there's a lot of free agency, a lot of guys going to be available at the end of the year and all that. And, you know, I'm not so sure that that's going to be true going forward beyond the end of 2020. And Bowman has run really well. He's already won one run race for them this year. He won last year. Really, he's, you know, if you look at it, he's been the most competitive Hendrick driver. And I would have thought they would sign him to a 3 or 5 year extension. I was a little bit surprised that it was only a 1 year extension. Maybe that was a decision made on his part rather than on their part. I don't know. Certainly something that I was a little bit caught off guard with. In terms of that, and then another thing to look at, you know, Kevin Harvick, who ultimately won the race, the media has liked to name him the closer over the past few years because of the way he comes on strong at the end, and just like he did on Sunday, puts himself up front at the right time and closes out, winds up. Getting wins where maybe early in the race he might not have necessarily looked like a winning contender. So thus he got that name. However, I'm going to kind of date myself here with a professional wrestling reference, but I think we're going to have to change that name after seeing his Victory Lane photo from this past weekend where he was wearing his mask. I believe we're going to change him from the closer to the masked assassin because he certainly – assassinated the field there at the end of the race. But, you know, back to the whole thing, it went well. Everything seemed to go as well as it could possibly go with the circumstances that we've got at hand here. And, you know, I know everybody's disappointed because there are no fans there. Even the drivers mentioned that. It looks very strange to see all these people wearing masks and all that, but still, I've got to give kudos to NASCAR, first major sports league to come back. As President Steve Phelps pointed out, the NBA, the MLB, a number of other leagues are watching to see what's going to happen. And of course, you know, the pundits are out there watching. It's almost as if they want it to go badly. But NASCAR, knowing that under that microscope, they had to get it right, and it certainly appears that they got it right. So good job by them. Good job by Kevin Harvick and Stuart Haas Racing. You know, Harvick getting his 50th win of his career. So that was certainly a milestone. A little disappointing for him that his wife and his son couldn't be there to celebrate it with him. But, you know, I guess hate to use the old saying, but it is what it is. It's kind of what we've got right now. But anyway, I appreciate you taking the time to give us a listen. Please keep checking back on InsideCircleTrack.com as we try to keep up during these crazy times, just like everybody else is trying to keep up in these crazy times. And if you're a dirt racing fan, certainly check out InsideDirtRacing.com as we have a lot of content on there as well. But thanks to you for taking your time, and stay safe and enjoy the racing that has now returned.